Welcome to the 8th edition of What Would You Do? NBA Offseason Edition. Today's team that we'll be discussing is the Milwaukee Bucks. And what a season the Milwaukee Bucks had. You know, it was honestly a disappointment. Another disappointing season for Milwaukee. Obviously, last year they made it to the Eastern Conference Finals. They were up 2-0 against the Toronto Raptors last year, then losing 4 straight. Giannis comes back more determined, better than ever, wins another MVP. I believe he even won Defensive Player of the Year as well.
Yeah.
But he disappointed in the playoffs. They had the best record in the NBA, and yet they get bounced in the second round, by the Miami Heat. And what a disappointing season that is. And I'll direct this question to you, Caleb. If you're the Milwaukee Bucks, another disappointing finish to finish, and another disappointing finish, you fall in the second round, and now it's kind of what do you go from there? If you're the Milwaukee Bucks, how are you going to handle Giannis?
If I'm the Milwaukee Bucks, you know, what I've been hearing out of their camp is that they've got a secret agreement going on. He'll probably sign the extension sometime before November 20th. He has to. So before this even comes out, he'll probably have already signed his agreement. If not, then we should be talking about something else right now. But what I've been hearing is that he'll probably sign a secret agreement like Paul George did. That'll lock him up 1 year there, that they can't trade him. The next year, he gets another year. And if he doesn't like it, you know, he could simply go back and get traded to wherever he'd like, you know. So I think that's what they would be doing. I think that's the best thing to do if I'm Milwaukee. That way we get assets and we don't have to worry about a bunch of drama being bought into a locker room by the media. It's just low key. And we just work on a low key, quiet surface about it. So if I was Milwaukee, I want that secret agreement. We sign it this week. From there, what would you do?
What I would do with the Bucks is I would run it back with Giannis again.
Yeah,
I mean, I've been saying this day in and day out. Giannis has been on the clock for 2 years. Last year, they fell short in the conference finals. Well, I should say 3 years. Last year, 2 years ago, what happened last season and this upcoming season. I simply said if Giannis doesn't win a championship in that time frame, he's going to leave Milwaukee. Year one, fell short in the conference finals, which is understandable. They definitely improved. But last year, that was bad. The way how they played in the bubble, that was bad. Like, there was zero excuses. Now, here's what I will say. If the Bucks would have lost to the Lakers in the NBA Finals, I would understand because it's two of the best teams in the NBA. But you got beat by the Miami Heat, fully healthy, in 5 games. It's not like it was a 7-game series. No, you were down 3-0. You almost got swept, and then you lose in 5 games. That was a big disappointment. And my humble opinion, as well, is Mike Budenholzer was on the hot seat. If Mike Budenholzer doesn't get the job done this year, he could be fired as a head coach, because it's then, you know, what do you do from there? You know, you could do anything you want. And, you know, it's just for Milwaukee, you gotta figure something out.
Yeah, they do. They really do. And I think, you know, they're a piece away. I think they have a couple pieces to get themselves a star. I mean, they have to compete now, because if they can't compete now, Giannis is going to leave. So that means that they have to make some type of moves. With that being said, what would you do to put them in, or just, let me reword the question. What would you do to make them more of a title contender than they already are?
You got to go get Chris Paul. You got to get Chris Paul at OKC if you want to compete. He's that missing piece because we saw how badly Eric Bledsoe performed in the postseason the last couple of years. The last couple of years he's failed to perform, and you know it's been bad. I mean I remember when they played Boston, there was a beef between Terry Rozier and Eric Bledsoe.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those where, you know, it's kind of where do you go from there? Go get Chris Paul. If the Milwaukee Bucks can get Chris Paul, they could very well be the favorites to win the NBA championship. Only if they get Chris Paul. If they don't get Chris Paul, it's going to be the same song and dance. You're probably going to be one of the top seeds in the NBA, but you'll ultimately fail in the conference finals or the NBA finals. Yeah. You know, that would be the only change I would make with Milwaukee. Because you really can't make any other changes. You kind of have to be prepared for Giannis. And they're also going to be a team looking at the trade deadline and say, look, if we can't win a title with Giannis this year, and if we can't retain him, we could look to trade him and get some assets for him. So Milwaukee could be in that bubble as well. But I think Milwaukee's going to fight for the rest of the season. And they're going to give Giannis a contract offer. And in my opinion, I've heard a lot of NBA analysts say this. I think it was Brian Windhorst a couple months ago. He simply said, if Giannis doesn't sign that Supermax deal with the Milwaukee Bucks, and the Supermax is a failure. And he's right, because the Supermax is designated for small market teams like a New Orleans with Anthony Davis when he was there, with Giannis in Milwaukee, with Kevin Durant and OKC. The Supermax is designated so those small market teams can retain their superstar players. And if Giannis doesn't want to go back to Milwaukee, it's essentially, you know, why is the Supermax offered even though he's not going to resign? So, by the Milwaukee Bucks, I'm doing everything I can to get Giannis back. If he wants a player, I'm going to get that player.
Right.
If he wants more minutes, I'm giving him more minutes. Hell, if he wants a new head coach, I'm giving a new head coach. I would be the biggest yes. Yeah, yes, sir, Giannis. I'll do everything you want, Giannis. You want a new head coach? Get you a new head coach. You want Chris Paul? I'll get you Chris Paul. I'll sacrifice a first-round pick for Chris Paul if I have to. But on the Bucks, I'm doing whatever it takes to win a championship this year, because I truly believe they can. They can win a championship this year, but not with the roster that they have. I mean, with the roster that they had, they couldn't beat the Heat.
Right.
They went to the Heat five games. And also,
the Heat is just a deeper team.
Yeah, and also, Giannis has to develop a jump shot. He has to develop a jump shot, because if he doesn't, then it's going to be another failure. It's going to be another year where the Bucks make the playoffs, and it's like, okay, you know, we just got to keep Giannis out of the paint, and we'll be chilling. Yeah,
like. Bad. That's pretty much what it is. Just keep them out of the paint and keep them out of the paint. And then they force them to shoot. And I mean, they surround themselves with shooters, but it's not, they need a guard that can play make, like, man. But they have Eric Bledsoe, but he can't shoot. But they do have the pieces to offer OKC a nice, generous offer. And Dante DaVinci.
It's a DiVincenzo. I like the Da Vinci, Leonardo da Vinci.
Dante DiVincenzo. They can offer Bledsoe.
Would you offer Pat Connaughton as well?
Yeah, get him out of here. Yeah. Yeah, I would offer him. Yeah, yeah. But I mean, they without having to give up Middleton. That's the thing. Like, without having to give up Middleton and or Giannis, I don't know. They might have to give up Middleton. You know.
Well, if you're gonna possibly give up Chris Middleton, would it be for a guy like Bradley Beal?
If they could. Yeah, most certainly, most definitely. Yeah, if they could get him, yeah. I'll go Dante DaVinci, Chris Middleton, and 24th pick for Bradley Beal.
Well, and also, let's see, do the Bucks have any? Nope. The Bucks don't have any other picks, though. Just the 24th pick.
I mean, that's still a solid pick, because then that'll be Chris Middleton, John Wall, Dante DaVinci, and the 24th pick with what pick do they have? Like 9th, 10th? Maybe.
The Washington Wizards have the 9th pick.
Yeah, so 9th. I mean, they have a lot to build around. They already have Mo Wagner, Isaac Bunga. So, I mean, with their young core, they could make a trade to get another star player. Like, they can, there's no doubt in my mind they could offer a trade to maybe the Timberwolves with their young cast after that trade to get Karl Anthony Towns.
Alrighty, that'll definitely be interesting options there. Let's see
for the next episode. Y'all gotta stay tuned for the Wizard episode.
Because
that's what it's leading into, really. I mean, that's it. Go ahead, though.
Anyways, let's move on to another topic of discussion. We look at the Milwaukee Bucks head coaching situation. I mentioned Mike Budenholzer should be on the hot seat. Mm-hmm. And I'll relay you that same question. Do you agree with that, Caleb? Do you believe that Mike Budenholzer should be on the hot seat this year?
Yeah, I do. I think they need to bring in not a quarterback. They need to bring in a
that'd be interesting. Quarterback in the NBA.
They need to bring in a coach that they trust. I feel like this guy they've lost some trust and confidence out of. I think they should bring in like maybe a Dave Fizdale, maybe nice one. Somebody else. I think they're itching for a new coach though. They're itching for a new coach because I just don't think Mike Budenholzer is getting it done. He's getting it done in the regular season, but when in the playoffs, when coaches throw those schemes at him and teams are deeper than them, depth wise. I mean, he really hasn't been away. He hasn't found a way to find an answer. So I think they itch for a new coach because they don't have time to buy. What would you do? What do you think? If you're in their position, you know, you got this coach. You're not giving up Giannis. You told me you're doing anything for Giannis. So what do you want?
Well, what I would simply do, I mean, we look at Mike Budenholzer. His 2 years in Milwaukee have been excellent. I mean, first year there, he won 60 games, made it to the conference finals and fell short, but understandably so. I mean, it was the Kawhi Leonard and Toronto Raptors who eventually went on to win the NBA championship. But it was the way how they lost what made it hurt. I mean, you go up 2-0 in the series and you lose four straight. I mean, that's a tough look, especially when basically Nick Nurse made a simple adjustment. He just simply told Kawhi, hey, Kawhi, guard Giannis. Once that happened, boom, that was it. That shut down the Bucks. They couldn't do anything the rest of the series. And then we look at what just happened last season. They once again had the best record in the NBA. They made it past the first round. And they paired up against the team that gave them the most trouble. The Miami Heat were the team last year that gave the Bucks the most trouble. I think they beat the Bucks almost 2-3 times during the regular season last year. So they had the blueprint, and they simply followed the blueprint. What did Toronto do successful? They kept Giannis from driving the paint. What did Miami do? Kept Giannis from driving the paint. They go up 3-0, and they win in 5 games. So Mike Budenholzer, I expect the Bucks to have another good regular season. You know, I expect them to be one of the top teams, 1-3 upper echelon. But it's about how are you going to perform in the playoffs? How are you going to perform with the Brooklyn Nets with the healthy Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving? How are you going to perform against the Boston Celtics? How are you going to perform against the Miami Heat? You know, those are the questions that have to be answered. How is Mike Budenholzer going to adjust for the playoffs? That's going to be the interesting thing I want to see. And If he doesn't, you know, I might have to fire him, you know, because it's one of those where you, it's always great to have a great regular season, but it's not about how you do the regular season. It's how you do in the playoffs, because the playoffs is where legacies are made. I mean, look at LeBron James. He's a four-time champ, and his legacy is known for the playoffs, how great of a performer he is in the playoffs. Even look at Michael Jordan, 6-0 in the NBA Finals. That's legacy. Tim Duncan, 5-1. Kobe Bryant, 5-2. That's a legacy in the playoffs. That's a winning mindset. And even though LeBron is 4-6, that's still 10 NBA Finals appearances. That's legacy right there. You go to 10 NBA Finals, that is hella impressive on its own. So if I'm Milwaukee, just simply at least make it to the NBA Finals. I think if Giannis sees improvement and they at least make it to the NBA Finals, I think he stays. But if they don't make it to the NBA Finals, I think he's finished. I think he leaves Milwaukee. What are your thoughts on that, Caleb? Do you think Giannis leaves if the Bucks don't make it to the NBA Finals?
Depends what type of contract he signs. It honestly does. If he signs the extension. Like I said, we really wouldn't know. I think, you know, he could judge it by that, and I think he will judge it by that. So, if he leaves, I mean, if they don't make it to the finals, he may leave. It'll be undercover, but again, he may stay another year. He has that option, but we just won't know. So,
We will definitely won't know. That'll be an option that we will have to wait and see. That'll probably be the most talked about free agency decision since LeBron's quote decision in 2010, in my humble opinion, just because Giannis is a guy, he can shift the entire balance of the NBA. If he joins the Miami Heat, that instantly lifts them into championship contention. If he somehow goes to the Golden State Warriors, their dynasty just continues and continues to rise. And if he leaves Milwaukee, Milwaukee's down in shambles. I mean, that would be the epitome of nobody wants to go to Milwaukee. Because if we're being honest, if people want to go to Milwaukee, it's because of Giannis. That's the only reason how they can recruit superstars. But they can't, because nobody wants to go to Milwaukee, Wisconsin. People want to go to the bright lights of Los Angeles, bright lights of New York, South Beach. People want to go to Chicago because of MJ's legacy. They want to continue the legacy.
Right.
So this is very important for the Bucks. This is probably their most important season in franchise history. Because I mean, we look at it in the past, the Milwaukee Bucks had some fantastic players. They had fantastic players. They had Oscar Robertson, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, won a championship in 72, but afterwards it hasn't been anything close to that since. Kareem left for the Lakers, won 5 championships. You know, this is very important for the Milwaukee Bucks this season to do well. Let's move on to the draft.
Yeah.
The Milwaukee Bucks, as we know, have the 24th pick. And I'll direct you to this question, Caleb. What do you do if you're the Bucks with the 24th pick? Do you use that in a trade package to get CP3? Or do you simply draft the player that's there?
If they can use it in a trade package to get CP3, by all means, do it. If they can't, if that doesn't get it done, I think they go and try to get like a Tyrell Taylor, a point guard that they could play, make, and shoot the three ball. But I think that's what they need. I think they need a point guard that can shoot the three ball. So if they could get him, I think that would be good for them as well. So from the Bucks, I'm going for a point guard that can shoot the three ball, or a guard who can create his own shot and shoot the three ball as well. What would you do with the 24th pick?
I'd do the exact same thing you said, Caleb. I'd use that 24th pick to try and get Chris Paul. And if I can't get Chris Paul, I'll just simply take whatever the best available point guard is in that draft and have them groom up to be maybe the point guard of the future.
Yeah.
Maybe the next Malcolm Brogdon.
Yeah.
of the Milwaukee Bucks and kind of see what happens from there. But I mean, we look at the Bucks, they're a team where they don't have to make a lot of moves because they're going to be competing. But I think we can all agree if they can make one big move, that could push them over the edge, which then leads in to the closing topic of this episode about the Milwaukee Bucks. Caleb, where do you believe the Milwaukee Bucks will finish after the 72-game season? Do you believe they will hoist the NBA Finals trophy, or do you believe it'll be another year of falling short for Giannis and the Milwaukee Bucks?
Honestly, think it'll be another year of them falling short. Honestly, I really do. I really do. I hate to say it. I hate to say it, but I think that they'll make it to the Eastern Conference Finals and budge out. But it depends on this current offseason. If they could hit on this current offseason, I could see them making the finals. But if they go into the season with the same team that they started with last season, I think they fell again. What do you think?
It's a hard choice. If they get Chris Paul, they're right there.
Yeah.
I mean, they're right there. But I'm going to make the assumption they do get Chris Paul, but I think they're going to fall short. I think they're going to be a top seed in the Eastern Conference. But, I mean, we look at who they could potentially face in the Eastern Conference Finals. If KD and Kyrie are healthy, I'm sorry. That's one of the top five duos in the NBA. Mm. Especially if KD goes back to form. Woo! Good luck with that, because last time we saw KD fully healthy, he won a Finals MVP.
True.
So you got that for you. You also got the Boston Celtics, and they're not going anywhere anytime soon. They're going to be competing for titles for many years to come. And the Miami Heat, they just beat you in five games. You expect them to just change over a course of the year? I don't think so.
No.
Miami Heat are only going to get better because all the young guys, they're pretty much rookies. Tyler Hero was a rookie, and he played fantastic.
Yeah.
Duncan Robinson was great. Kendrick Nunn, great. Jimmy Butler bought into that culture and was fantastic. Bam Adebayo was a solid player. You know, it's one of those I think they fall short in the Eastern Conference. Now, I do believe they have the potential to make it to the NBA Finals. But they do have a chance to make the NBA Finals, but you got to potentially verse the LA Lakers. The LA Lakers are going to be a team where if they are able to bring back the team and run it back, I wouldn't be surprised if they repeated. You got the LA Clippers who could be on the revenge tour. They could definitely be on the revenge tour, who got embarrassed by the Nuggets in the second round. You got Denver as well, and Golden State is back. Depending right. on what they do with that number two overall pick, Steph, Clay healthy with Draymond and Wiggins, that's going to be scary. You also got the Dallas Mavericks. They could be a team where they could make a surprise run. You know, the world may never know, but there's just too many good teams.
So many teams.
For Milwaukee. Teams. Even if they get Chris Paul, is Chris Paul going to be able to repeat the same success he had in OKC? You know, he's starting to get up there in age, but the only question is, can he repeat the same success?
You don't know if, unless you try. They got to try.
Yeah, definitely got to try. And I'm not sure you answered this, Caleb, but do you kind of think the same way, that they're just going to be a team that falls short?
Yeah.
In the NBA Finals?
Yeah, I do. I think if they have Chris Paul, they're a team that could make it there, but I still think they fall short. I do, honestly.
Yeah, well, hopefully they can prove us wrong, because if they do, then that is fantastic for Giannis. I mean, his brother got a ring, so shout out his brother for getting championship with the LA Lakers.
Yeah.
But now let's see if Giannis can get a ring. That's going to be the main thing to see here. Hopefully he does, and you know, if he doesn't, then it's going to be a big decision whenever he hits free agency. And that, my friends, concludes this edition of What Would You Do? NBA Offseason Edition, talking about the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yes, sir. We out of here.